It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are asking for the public's help in identifying the gunman they say fired into a crowded SEPTA bus Tuesday evening in Cobbs Creek, injuring three women. Investigators have released a surveillance photo of the suspect, as KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
It was the second shooting involving a SEPTA bus in the last 4 days. Police say someone fired into a Route G bus at 57th and Catherine Tuesday, injuring three women on board. Friday, a teen was shot aboard a SEPTA bus at Fairhill and Allegheny. SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards says in the latest shooting, the gunman was captured on camera.
We have clear video. The investigation is going on right now, and we're optimistic again that there will be closure here.
She says of two dozen shootings and violent incidents on SEPTA in the last year, arrests have been made in each one. And she points out that overall violent crime on the system is down sharply this year.
We believe we are one of, if not the most dramatic decrease in crime across the country.
Even with that decrease, Richards says SEPTA's board has given her the green light to hire 40 additional police officers this year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Authorities have charged a man they say had 50 pounds of explosives inside a home that caught on fire last Friday in the city's Mayfair neighborhood. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
Yevgeny Sidrislama faces charges of weapons of mass destruction causing catastrophe, among other related charges stemming from a row house fire along Montague Street last Friday.
You would have lost the entire block at a minimum, so it was an extreme hazard to everyone on that block.
Deputy Commissioner James Kelly says they found a large amount of explosive material, mostly in the basement and garage of the home.
Ranging from M1000s, which is street vernacular for quarter sticks of dynamite, all kinds of different fuses and things of that nature.
But they don't know what, if anything, Sidrislama was going to use the material for. The fire happened October 4th around 7 o'clock, a few blocks from Cotman and Frankfurt and not far from two daycare centers. 28-year-old Sidrislama has a prior conviction for a similar incident. In a deal with prosecutors, he pleaded guilty to a criminal mischief charge and was sentenced to 4 years probation. The ATF and Philly police say they're continuing to investigate. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Time is running out in the current legislative session, but Democrats in the Pennsylvania House are trying to push through a mass transit funding bill. But as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert, the funding faces an uphill battle.
State House Transportation Committee Chairman Philadelphia Democrat Ed Nielsen says his bill would provide an additional $1.5 billion for mass transit without raising or adding any new taxes by shifting a higher percentage of the existing state sales tax.
We've heard directly from the Department of Revenue that sales tax collections are 2% above projections, and that 2% will allow us to invest more into transit in all 67 counties without raising a tax.
While the bill moved out of the House Transportation Committee, it did so without a single Republican vote. Committee Minority Chair Kerry Benninghoff says the Republican caucus will be against it.
I guess as the old finance chairman, I'm also concerned about whether or not we can actually contain or retain having that additional 2%, because obviously if we don't, that's revenue that's currently being spent in the budget.
With only a handful of voting days left in the current session, the odds are already against the funding bill making it to the governor's desk. And while the bill could pass the state house without Republican support, it has no chance to get through the GOP majority state Senate. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There is no clear reason for the recent drop in violent crime in Philadelphia, but community anti-violence organizations that have gathered for
a two-day conference are getting part of the credit. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The city gave a total of $23 million to some 200 violence prevention groups this year and has budgeted almost $29 million for next year. Compliance manager Kenneth Johnson thinks the recent drop in crime shows it's paying off.
They're on the ground. They're doing the work directly with the community. They understand what the motivators are that may have been driving the violence.
Makisha Maples, who runs a nonprofit called There's Hope, sees a lack of income as a source of crime. So over the summer, she held classes in low-barrier job skills, from face painting for kids' parties to ServSafe certification.
We had two people open food trucks. We had seven people become managers at their stores that they was at. We have another girl that's opening up a restaurant.
Chief Public Safety Officer Adam Gere says the city is studying what's gone into the recent reduction in homicides. He expects to find a link to such work.
That's sort of the secret sauce, I think. Credible messengers putting out fires that we don't even see. I think it's pretty clear that they played a very major role in what we're seeing today.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.